Good morning. The first meeting of the Fairburn City Council for 2026 is now in session. Madam Clerk, can you please call the roll?
The Honorable Judge Monica Ewing will start swearing in the newly elected officials.
Yes. We will begin with the swearing in of all of the officials. Please call the first official to be sworn in.
Mayor Hattie Portis Jones.
Stay here, what we're doing.
Yeah.
Left hand. I, Hattie Portis Jones.
Hattie Portis Jones.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear and affirm. That I will faithfully.
And truly.
Perform the duties
of Mayor of the City of Fairburn. And I will support and defend. The United States Constitution. Constitution of the State of Georgia. The Charter and Codes of the City of Fairburn. To the best of my skill. And ability. And as to me.
Shall seem to be in the best interest and welfare of the city.
Without fear. Favor.
Or affection.
I do further swear or affirm. That I am not the holder.
Of any unaccounted for.
Public money.
To this state.
Or any political subdivision. Or authority thereof.
And that I am not.
The holder. Of any political subdivision.
Or authority thereof.
That I am not the holder.
Of any office or trust.
Under the government of the United States.
In any other state.
Or any foreign state.
Which by the laws.
The state of Georgia. I am prohibited from holding. And that I am otherwise qualified. To be a public officer. In accordance with the Constitution. And the laws of the state of Georgia.
So help me.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'll just speak briefly. I will have more to say this evening at our celebratory swearing-in. I want to welcome all of you here, and I want to begin by thanking the citizens of Fairburn for electing me to this position. I don't take it lightly, and I take it with care and responsibility and accountability. And please know that from me. I've served for 12 years, and those who know me know that about me. And so thank you, and thank you to our guest, and a special shout out to my family. If you would please stand. It was my brother that was standing with me, holding my mother's Bible, which is very near and dear to my heart, and his wife, Verlie, their daughter, Natasha, my youngest sister, Vivian, my nephew, Ryan, who is the son of my middle sister, Harriet, who is here on the end. So please welcome them on my behalf. Thank you.
Councilmember Anatavia Benson.
Good morning. And raise your right hand. I, Anatavia M. Benson.
I, Anatavia M. Benson.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear and affirm.
I will faithfully and truly.
I will faithfully and truly.
Perform the duties of councilperson of the city of Fairburn.
Perform the duties of councilperson of the city of Fairburn.
And I will support and defend.
And I will support and defend.
United States Constitution.
United States Constitution.
The Constitution of the State of Georgia.
Constitution of the State of Georgia.
The Charter and Codes of the City of Fairburn.
The Charter and Codes of the City of Fairburn.
To the best of my skill.
To the best of my skill.
And ability.
And ability.
And as to me.
And as to me.
Shall seem to be in the best interest.
Shall seem to be in the best interest.
And welfare of the city.
And welfare of the city.
Without fear.
Without fear.
Favor.
Favor.
Or affection.
Or affection.
I do further swear or affirm.
I do further swear and affirm.
That I am not the holder.
That I am not the holder.
Of any unaccounted for public money.
Of any unaccounted for public money.
Do this state.
Do this state.
Or any political subdivision.
Or any political subdivision.
Or authority thereof.
Or authority thereof.
That I am not the holder.
That I am not the holder.
Of any office or trust.
Of any office or trust.
Under the government.
Under the government
of the United States,
of the United States,
or any other state,
or any other state,
or any foreign state,
or any foreign state,
which by the laws of the state of Georgia,
which by the laws of the state of Georgia,
I am prohibited from holding,
I am prohibited from holding,
and that I am otherwise,
and that I am otherwise
qualified to be a public officer,
qualified to be a public officer,
according to the Constitution.
According to the Constitution.
And the laws of the state of Georgia.
And the laws of the state of Georgia.
So help me.
So help me, God.
Welcome.
Thank you.
All right, so you all know I'm a wordy girl, and I promise to keep it short because I know you all have things to do. But first of all, thank you. Thank you for those who voted for me and for those who didn't, because I have work to do. I promise that I will put you all first. The only thing that comes before you is my God and my family. You all are my family as well, so you take second place. And so know that every single time that I am present, I will keep you all in my heart and in my mind and in my decisions. So I am always approachable. I am always honest. You might not always like what I have to say, but you will always get the truth from me. And know that with every step I take, I do it with God. I consult him first. I listen to him. I follow him. And so if I make a mistake, I will speak up. I will be accountable. And I will be there for each and every one of you. Thank you, and thank you to my family and to my friends who are here.
Councilmember Shanita Nichols.
All right.
Raise your right hand. I, Shanita Nichols.
I, Shanita Nichols.
Who solemnly swear or affirm.
Who solemnly affirm.
That I will faithfully.
That I will faithfully.
And truly.
And truly.
Perform the duties of council person.
Perform the duties of council person.
The city of Fairburn.
Of the city of Fairburn.
And I will support and defend.
And I will support and defend.
United States Constitution.
The United States Constitution.
Constitution of the State of Georgia.
Constitution of the State of Georgia.
Charter and codes.
Charter and codes.
Of the city of Fairburn.
The city of Fairburn.
To the best of my skill.
The best of my skill.
And ability.
And ability.
And as to me.
And as to me.
Shall seem to be in the best interest.
Shall seem to be in the best interest.
And welfare of the city.
And welfare of the city.
Without fear.
Without fear.
Favor.
Favor.
Or affection.
Or affection.
I do further swear or affirm.
I do further affirm.
That I am not the holder.
I am not the holder
of any unaccounted for public money.
For any unaccountable public money.
Do this state.
Do this state.
Or any political subdivision.
Or any political subdivision.
Or authority thereof.
Or authority thereof.
That I am not the holder.
I am not the holder
of any office.
Of any office.
Or trust.
Or trust.
Under the government of the United States.
Under the government of the United States.
Any other state.
Any other state.
Or any foreign state.
Or any foreign state.
Which by the laws.
Which by the laws.
Of the state of Georgia.
Which by the laws of the state of Georgia.
I am prohibited from holding.
I am prohibited from holding.
And that I am otherwise qualified.
I am otherwise qualified.
Be a public officer.
Be a public officer.
And according to the Constitution.
According to the Constitution.
And the laws of the state of Georgia.
And the laws of the state of Georgia.
So help me.
So help me.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Good morning.
Morning.
I am deeply honored to stand before you today as the youngest elected council person in the history of Fairburn. I accept this responsibility with humility and purpose, and I commit to leading with transparency, integrity, and always in the best interests of the people of Fairburn. First, I want to thank God, my source of strength and guidance. I rely on him to keep me grounded, focused, and aligned, the work I was called here to do. This journey has never been about position. It has always been about purpose. And let me be clear about that purpose. This is bigger than me. I am breaking generational curses. I am making history. And I will continue to stand on business, always doing what is right, even when it's not easy. As Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. reminded us, the time is always right to do what is right. Mm-hmm. That principle will guide my leadership every single day. To my family, friends, and the Fairburn community, thank you. Thank you for your trust, your belief, and your willingness to say yes to a new generation of leadership. Your support affirmed that Fairburn is ready for thoughtful progress, honest government, and leadership that listens. To my husband, LaDarian, and my two sons, Nolan and Nixon, thank you for being my rock. Your love, patience, and sacrifices make this moment possible. Everything I do with you in mind, and in hope of building a Fairburn that you'll be proud to inherit. I do not take this position lightly. I am committed to learning, listening, and working collaboratively to be the best councilwoman I can be. I believe in Fairburn, its people, its small businesses, its history, and its future. During this campaign, we talked about accountability in our city services, investing in infrastructure that works, supporting local businesses, and building a government that is transparent, inclusive, and accessible to all. That vision does not end with an election. It begins here. Fairburn is situated to succeed, and I'm ready to serve. Thank you, and God bless Fairburn.
Councilmember Ulysses Smallwood.
Raise your right hand, please. I, Ulysses Smallwood.
I, Ulysses Smallwood.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will faithfully.
That I will faithfully.
And truly.
And truly.
Perform the duties of councilperson.
Perform the duties of councilperson.
Of the city of Fairburn.
Of the city of Fairburn.
And I will support and defend.
And I will support and defend.
The United States Constitution.
The United States Constitution.
Constitution of the state of Georgia.
Constitution of the state of Georgia.
The charter and codes.
Charter and codes
of the city of Fairburn.
Of the city of Fairburn.
To the best of my skill.
To the best of my skill.
And ability.
And ability.
And as to me.
And as to me.
Seem to be in the best interest.
Seem to be in the best interest.
And welfare.
And welfare.
Of the city.
Of the city.
Without fear.
Without fear.
Favor.
Favor.
Or affection.
Or affection.
I do further swear or affirm.
I do further swear or affirm.
That I am not the holder.
That I am not the holder.
Of any unaccounted for.
Of any unaccounted for.
Public money.
Public money.
Do this state.
Do this state.
Or any political subdivision.
Or any political subdivision.
Or authority thereof.
Or authority thereof.
That I am not the holder.
That I am not the holder.
Of any office or trust.
Of any office or trust.
Under the government of the United States.
Under the government of the United States.
Any other state.
Any other state.
Or any foreign state.
Or any foreign state.
Which by the laws of the state of Georgia.
Which by the laws of the state of Georgia.
I am prohibited from holding.
I am prohibited from holding.
And that I am otherwise qualified.
That I am otherwise qualified.
To be a public officer.
To be a public officer.
According to the Constitution.
According to the Constitution.
And the laws of the state of Georgia.
And the laws of the state of Georgia.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I didn't prepare anything, but I will say, of course, thank you to the citizens of Fairburn for entrusting me to another term. This will be my third term, which means I do have some trust out there, and I thank those people for trusting me, the citizens, because we have a lot of work to do, and I'm very excited for this new term. We have a new mayor. We have new blood on the council, and we have a very, very involved community. We know at the political, well, at the national level, we have a lot going on, but what excites me about Fairburn is that we always, always, always care about our community. And I remember Albert Love, the Reverend Albert Love, before he passed, always saying that all politics are local. And it's a beautiful thing that we have an involved constituency, because even though that's going on at the national level, it feels quite different and safe in Fairburn. I also want to thank, couldn't do this without my wife. I call her my just champion. And y'all know, married men, you know. She's the one that keep you straight. And say, get on up out there and do what's right and keep going. So couldn't have done this without my family, as well as a couple of other people I would like to thank. Apostle Danita Jones and House Rep Lydia Glaze for always being wise counsel for me on the journey, because what I always said, my mantra was that I will lose or win on my own merits, being me. So I thank you all for trusting in me, and let's continue this work. Thank you.
All right, Madam Clerk, now we will have the roll call.
The Honorable Antavia M. Benson.
Present.
The Honorable Linda J. Davis.
Present.
The Honorable Fannie Mae Hauser.
Present.
The Honorable Shanita Nichols.
Present.
The Honorable Samuel Perry.
Present.
The Honorable Ulysses J. Smallwood.
Present.
Mayor, you have a quorum.
Thank you so much. I ask if we all please stand for invocation, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. Mr. Phillips?
Let us pray. Eternal and all-wise God, We come before you this morning with grateful hearts and humble spirits. We thank you for the gift of this day, for the privilege of public service, and for the responsibility entrusted to each person in this chamber. We pause to acknowledge that every season of leadership is guided by your providence. Today marks both an ending and a beginning, a moment of transition filled with reflection, hope, and expectation. We thank you for the service of those who have faithfully carried this responsibility, and we lift up those who are stepping forward into new roles of leadership. Father, we pray your blessing upon the newly sworn in mayor of Fairburn, upon the new members of this city council. Grant them wisdom beyond their years, discernment in every decision, and courage to lead with integrity, compassion, and humility. May their service be marked by unity of purpose, respect for one another, and an unwavering commitment to the people they are called to serve. As this community gathers again later today for the public inauguration, we ask that your presence continue to rest upon our city, upon our homes, our businesses, our schools, our first responders, and every family that calls Fairburn home. May this new chapter in our city's story be one of progress, stability, and shared purpose. Remind us, O Lord, that true leadership is never about position, but about service. Not about power, but about responsibility. And not about self, but about the common good. Now, as we begin the work before us, order our thoughts, guide our words, and strengthen our resolve. May every decision made here today reflect justice, wisdom, and love for this community. We offer this prayer with gratitude, hope, and faith, and we ask it in your holy and gracious name. As all that agreed said, amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Members of council, we need to amend the agenda to allow for public comment. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there
second?
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. At this time, we will have public comment.
Mayor, no one signed up to comment today.
Okay. Anyone want to comment? Okay, thank you so much. I ask for a motion to approve the council agenda. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Oh, I did.
I need to make an administrative notation with respect to the agenda. The appointment at number four, item four, is going to be voted upon. Item three will not. I just want to make that clear. The election of a clerk per section 28 of the charter has to be voted upon. Item three does not. I just want to make the record clear.
Okay. Thank you so much. So we approve the agenda, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a motion?
Move to approve the agenda with the additional amendments added.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Item number two, approval of the minutes. Approval of the minutes of the council meeting dated December 8th, 2025. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there discussion? Any changes? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
That motion carries.
Item number three is under the regular agenda, appointment of the mayor pro tem for 2026. The recommendation is to appoint council member Ulysses J. Smallwood as mayor pro tem for 2026.
Since I do not That does not require a vote. We're just making the announcement of the appointment. Is that correct? Okay.
Per Section 9 of the City Charter.
Okay, thank you so much. So I, Mayor Hattie Portis-Jones, would am appointing veteran council member Ulysses Smallwood as Mayor Pro Tem for the City of Fairburn for the year of 2026. Welcome, Councilman Smallwood, as Mayor Pro Tem. Thank you so much.
Item number four is to appointment of the city clerk. The recommendation is to appoint Dina Ray as the city clerk for the City of Fairburn for this year 2026.
There's a motion to appoint Dina Ray as a city clerk for the City of Fairburn for the year of 2026. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Is there a second?
Second.
It has been moved and second to appoint Ms. Ray as the city clerk for 2026 for the City of Fairburn. Is there discussion? No discussion? All approve? Say aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Unanimous decision. Thank you.
Thank you all.
You're welcome.
Item number five, the City of Fairburn 2026 meeting schedule calendar. This is a request for Mayor and Council to approve the City Council 2026 meeting calendar for regular work session and City Council meetings.
Members of Council, you have before you the proposed meeting schedule for our Council meetings for 2026. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries.
Item number six is the selection of the legal organ for the City of Fairburn for 2026. This recommendation is for Mayor and Council to approve the South Fulton Neighbor as the legal organ for the City of Fairburn for 2026.
Members of Council, you have before you the recommendation for the South Fulton Neighbor to be the legal organ of the City of Fairburn for 2026. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All approve?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposition? That motion carries. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Council comments? Council comments?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Each member of council will have 2 minutes to provide any comments or additional comments that you'd like, and you may also say no comment if that's your desire as well. And why don't we start alphabetically with Ms. Benson?
Hi again. I'm ready to get to work. So I hope that everyone within the city is active. Seek us out, ask questions. When you see things that come up on the agenda that I hope you look at ahead of time, approach us so that you know what's going on at all times in your city. And if anything does not make sense, do not be afraid to ask. We just ask that you ask your questions respectfully, give us some grace as we learn along the way, and know that we'll be able to give you answers. With all of this, I look forward to working with my colleagues and with city staff. You all are amazing, and I trust and believe in each and every one of you and look forward to serving. Thank you.
Councilwoman Davis.
Thank you, Mayor. I just would like to congratulate all of our new council members, our new mayor. I am excited. When working with you, we have a lot of work to do. And I think we can do it in the manner that we're used to, very professionally, collaboratively, to get the city continuing going in the right direction. And I also thank our employees, I thank our citizens for being here, for your participation and your interest in the City of Fairburn. Thank you.
Councilwoman Hauser.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for coming out today. I am very elated to be a part of this council. I congratulate our mayor. I know she's going to do a wonderful job, as well as all of us. Again, I get asked questions all the time. I would try my best to answer them and be respectful. And I'm just happy to continue to serve you, the city of Fairburn, the residents. And I'm so excited about this new council. I know that we are going to do a very good job in unity, strength, and in love. Thank you again.
Councilwoman Nichols.
Good morning again. Thank you all for coming out and the support from all of the city of Fairburn, all of the city staff. I'm just so excited to be here. I'm excited to learn. I'm excited to listen. I'm excited to work in unison along with my council and mayor. Just know, please give us grace as we are still learning and still making sure we are putting Fairburn first, but also making sure we're doing things the right way. I promise to be respectful, professional, but I'm always going to stand on business. So just know you'll always get that from me. And I'm here if you have any questions, if there's anything you need, I'm an open book, just here to serve the city and do what's right for our community. Thank you.
Councilman Perry.
First, good morning, everyone. I'd like to say thanks to God all of this is possible. Congratulations to all the residents of Fairburn on welcoming into the new year. We did have a lot of ruckus. We did have a lot of issues, but for that, shout out to the police, the fire department, the city staff, the Fairburn utilities for ensuring that the electrical, the utilities, the water, and the safety and the manner of the city is always maintained. So always thank you for that. Congratulations also, Mayor, on your election. Thank you for being today. We look forward here. All the new council members, welcome. We absolutely look forward to working with you, ma'am. Look forward to maintaining a professional working relationship as we collectively move forward with the business of Fairburn. And my last thing I'd like to say is for the residents over at the Fairburn Manor, I'd like to shout out Miss Betsy Wallace. Worked with her several times trying to get the heating and electrical assistance over there. She's a phenomenal person. She deserves so much recognition for the stewardship and the care that she provides to the residents there at Fairburn Manor. So thank you to her, and that's all I have. Thank you.
And lastly, but definitely not least, is Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood.
All right. Just a few additional things. I think I pretty much said it before, but I do want to congratulate everyone. I'm happy to have everyone here. Congratulations, Mayor Portis Jones. I'm so excited to work with you. Just everyone, I'm really excited. And one thing I did not, or one group of people I did not thank when I was down there, but was our world-class staff. I mean, from police to fire to administration to utilities. I mean, I talked about how you feel safe in Fairburn, and those are the people that make that feel impossible. So I just always want to thank our staff because you guys are amazing. And now let's get to work. Thank you.
And briefly, I'll close this out to say that I'm a resident here in Fairburn as well and have been here since 1996. So I know this city, and I've served on council for 12, and I know this government. Please be assured, and those who know me, as I said earlier, I am always about fairness, and I'm always about wanting to create a win-win, right? That we all have to work together to collaborate and sometimes, oftentimes, compromise because there's never enough money, there's never enough resources, there's never enough anything but us. And so my slogan has been and will continue to be, we are better together. I've experienced that being on this council, the accomplishments that we achieved when we were together. And I will work 24/7 to make that happen, to continue to make that happen. But we do have to work together because I can't do it alone, and neither can the council members do it alone, nor the residents can do it alone. It takes all of us, all of us. And that is what I ask, and that is what I am expecting. And I hope that we can walk in alignment with that thought. The road may be rocky along the way, but the bigger picture and the goal is what is best for all of us who are residents of this city. So thank you, and I look forward to seeing all of you this evening, 6 p.m. at Global Impact Academy. Thank you.
Mayor, we need to add the executive session.
Yes, we have an executive session for the purpose of?
Litigation.
Litigation. All right. So may I have a motion to go into executive session?
Let's clear the room first.
And yes.
Then we will allow them to come back in after the executive session.
Yes. So executive session means that we collaborate.
Go ahead and do the motion before we clear the room.
Yeah. Okay.
The motion for executive session first.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. This is my first meeting. Although I've been on council for 12 years, I've never chaired it. So, thank you. Thank you. That's why we have a team. I appreciate it. What's the motion I'm making?
To go into
executive session.
Okay. All right. Yes. Is there a motion to go into an executive session?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Who made the motion?
We all did.
Okay, so Councilwoman Davis, Councilwoman Hauser, second. Okay.
Thank you.
So we will now go into executive session, which requires us to clear the room. You may stay around because when we come out of executive session, we will resume the public meeting at that time. In the meantime, if you will excuse yourselves, we'd appreciate it. And again, thank you, and I look forward to seeing you this evening.
Second.
Any discussion? It's been moved and seconded. We are in regular session. May I make a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor? Any opposition, I should ask. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to adjourn the initial meeting of the Fairburn City Council for January 12th, 2026. Right. You're adjourned.